It's 6 minutes past six, and you're tuned to the SAFM market update with MoneyWeb. Today, the All Share Index closed marginally weaker at 58,101 points, and it was red losses virtually across the bourse, with industrials down roughly 0.5%, financials down 0.25%, gold mining down over 1.6%, and resources, the only one in the green, that was up 0.67%. And I think I know why. Joining me now is market commentator Wayne McCurry. Wayne, some great results out of ARM, yes, which bumped that share price up nearly 9% today.
Yeah, it was very good results. But I mean, they're just riding the current crest of the wave, as are all other commodity companies. I mean, it's the first time since I've been in markets where the commodity companies are generating as much positive cash flows. I'm excluding gold and platinum, the general mining companies, because we've had a uptick in commodity prices. But because the 3 years before the uptick were so tough, commodity companies cut back on their capital expenditure massively. So now they're making good profits and they're not spending it. So they got huge cash, and you can see ARM had a maiden interim dividend. But if you look at all the commodity companies, they are seriously cash flush.
It's getting to that time in the cycle where we start seeing stupid acquisitions.
Probably, and growth, yes.
Growth at all costs. Is that not?
I don't think we're quite there yet. I think there's still a bit of shell-shocked management around in commodity companies. I don't think we're quite there. But yes, correct. We are heading for that time of the cycle now where you've got money burning a hole in your pocket. A lot of commodity companies by the end of this year, everything else remaining equal, will be virtually debt-free after drowning in debt 2 or 3 years ago. And yes, then you might see the start of all of this because demand is still there.
I'm a little bit worried, though, just on that note, about the South African mining industry, because the rand has been particularly strong. It's adjusted very quickly post the ANC elected conference.
Yes.
Is that strangling the industry? Or
it will be, but I mean, the big mining companies that are listed in South Africa, other than Anglo American, and there it's platinum, really, got very little South African exposure. Very little. But the company is still making huge cash flows.
One of the companies that also released results and is a supplier or has a very large exposure to the mining industry is the Bell Equipment Company.
Yeah.
You were telling me a little bit off air how they've gone through thick and thin.
Yes, and that's
Is it time for thick now?
It's time for the thick now. I mean, a very volatile company, but they have coped probably better than most companies in extreme adverse conditions going back over decades now. And they're still around and they're doing very well at the moment. I mean, earnings were up 500%. They doubled the dividend. Of course, you're measuring off a low base. But they are prime beneficiaries of a turnaround in commodities. And now that we have a good commodity cycle, we have political stability, we're told that a new mining charter is coming. The mining companies haven't spent any money for, I don't know, pick a number, 4 years, 5 years. They've spent no money. The money's coming. They're going to spend.
And it looks quite encouraging now. I understand I got a press release just a little while earlier from the Department of Mineral Resources saying that the new mines minister will be meeting with the social partners in the industry this weekend to kick off negotiations for Mining Charter 3. So,
well, the old Mining Charter 3 is gone. I mean, it never actually even arrived. It just caused uncertainty.
Right. So you'd expect that would further cement certainty and that would lead to more investment.
And you can see, I think it was today or yesterday, the mining output numbers came. It was double the estimate of what people thought it was going to be for January or February. So it's literally happy days are here again.
Okay. Okay. On that note, Wayne, we'll have to say goodnight for the evening, but we'll be chatting again soon, no doubt. Thank you very much for your time. That was Wayne McCurry, a senior portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments.